Good evening. My name is Araceli, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
Sure.
Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, an advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No. We do not. Hello?
I'm sorry?
Yes, I could not hear you.
Oh, yes. Let me introduce myself again. I'm sorry. My name is Beatrice, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market
okay.
research firm. This evening, we're conducting... Okay. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion.
Okay.
This will take just a few minutes. These are just a quick question. Would you like to help me?
Yeah, I can do whatever you want.
Thank you. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign right now?
No, we are already tied.
Okay. All right. And now, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I will probably vote.
I'm sorry?
Very likely.
Very likely?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or not party affiliation?
I am a Democrat.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African-American, Asian, Asian-American, white Caucasian, Hispanic?
A mix of African-American and a mix of Hispanic.
Hispanic, you said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
I am 60.
I'm so sorry. The line is breaking up. Can you please repeat the, what's your...
60. I am 60 years old.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
No, it's the wrong track. It's terrible.
Okay. Thank you. Now, from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Corruption in local government, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, crime and neighborhood safety, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, housing and property insurance costs, or traffic and congestion?
Can you repeat the first two?
I'm sorry?
The first two. What were the first two things? The first thing, how can it be better, is corruption.
Okay.
Why would I want corruption?
Okay.
That makes no sense.
Okay. Thank you. Now, although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Who is the Democratic candidate? What is their name?
Okay, so I'm sorry, since the line is breaking up, just to make sure, you said definitely, probably, or lean slightly to vote Democratic
candidate.
No,
and their name. What is their name? The name of the Democrats. What is the name?
I will provide you the names of the candidates in a few minutes. In this case, it's just in general. Election for the
I'm a Democrat, so I vote Democrat.
So in that case, would that be definitely vote? Probably vote.
Yeah, definitely,
or invite you to vote.
I am Democrat. I vote Democrat, yeah, of course.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, I am going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. The first one is Richard Preschnick.
No idea.
Okay. Raquel Regalera.
Who?
I'm sorry?
Raquel what? Raquel what?
Raquel Regalado.
No, I don't know who this is.
Okay. Cindy Lerner.
What? Excuse me, it break up.
I'm sorry, Cindy
Hello?
Lerner?
No idea.
Okay, thank you. You will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alexander Otaola, Daniela Levine Cava, or Manny Seed?
Who's the Democrat?
Well, in this case, we just have the names of the candidates. We have Alexander Otaola,
okay.
Daniela Levine Cava, and Manny Seed.
I think that one, Daniela, that one.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And
He's
would you say that you're Would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
Probably.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, whom would you vote? Richard Preschnick, Raquel Regalado, or Cindy Lerner?
No idea.
Okay. Thank you. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Richard Preschnick, Raquel Regalado, or Cindy Lerner?
Give me 1 second, please. What? And I'm not leaning one way or the other. Whoever the Democrat is. Sorry, my granddaughter just entered into the... Hold on 1 second. I need to go. Have a good one.